support and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting.
It's the Gamer Show! They know. We're live.
They know, Paul. They've been there for ages.
I know, but not everybody that's watching on video will be here for...
This is our entire audience, isn't it?
it's pretty much everybody. We've got a massive 7 people in the audience. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. It's very kind of you. We've got lots of good stuff planned tonight. We've got lots of stuff to talk about. We've got Sam and Chiz. Say hi. Sam and Chiz.
Hi, Sam and Chiz.
Chiz actually made an effort tonight to wear a t-shirt that wasn't going to be see-through in any way, shape or form. Unfortunately, it turns out purple is see-through.
It's blue.
And Paul told me I wasn't allowed to wear blue or green. Pretty much I've gone.
Yeah. So you're wearing a smoking jacket.
Pretty much everything I own is blue.
Yeah, but your smoking jacket.
So why did you dip me out there?
Sorry, I thought that was my volume. My volume's a bit...
All right.
I was just
lies.
Volume. Sorry.
You were just trying to Apologies. Mute me to talk over me. Happens a lot.
Gordy says, you two guys look like something out of Tron. That's a trippy version of Tron. I've never seen that version before. Anyway,
It's the original. This could have been in it. It's fine.
Yeah, it might have been.
If there's such a thing as an even lower budget than the original Tron, we've managed it.
So, pushing straight on in, we've had some comments, or more accurately, we've had one comment, and we've had one more game suggestion for play at the end of the show.
Ape fisting a keyboard, I would call it.
Ape fisting a keyboard?
Yeah.
Okay. Not really sure.
That's it.
Okay. Okay. So, James Hart. Sent me a tweet and he said, a comment for the next Gamer Show. I was impressed that Destiny was available on legacy consoles, but why? Is that more sales? What do you reckon, Chiz? You're the only one here that's played Destiny, I think. Sam, you've not played it, have you?
Yeah, I played.
Oh, you have? Oh, sorry.
I played the beta.
Okay. So, Chiz, what's your thoughts on this one?
It probably started off, Destiny's been in kind of production since, well, they hinted what they were going to do with it and it was ODST, so it was probably originally designed for a 360 and PlayStation 3, and then the new gen consoles came along, and obviously then that back to the drawing board and did more to it. But it was always going to be in the 360 and the PS3 first, I think.
Yeah, because it was supposed to come out a while ago, wasn't it?
I'm not entirely sure when it was supposed to come out, but they started development and were concentrating on the, as he puts it, the legacy consoles before the Xbox One and PS4 were even announced.
I honestly had no idea what he meant by legacy consoles.
I assume he meant that.
I was totally lost.
Well, they are getting called current gen. No, previous gen? I know, legacy I kind of think is more like kind of SNES and that kind of stuff. Isn't it?
Yeah, maybe. I'm just watching this video. It's really interesting. There's a lot of stuff in there that I haven't seen.
Yeah, okay. So we're going to talk about Destiny a little bit more during the show, I would imagine, but we'll push.
Yep, I've been playing it, so.
We've also had a suggestion of a game that we could play at the end of the show, which is good, and thank you very much for everybody who sends in and has been sending in game recommendations. So this one looks like quite a good one. I'm quite looking forward to this.
Are you going
to
tell us what it is?
I'm going to do it at the end of the show. I'm assuming that neither of you guys have actually played Vietnam Magica this week.
No.
Lights are bright in here.
Yeah, so...
Frighten some flies.
I've played it, so we can talk about that. Amazon has bought Twitch.
What's
Isn't that
Twitch?
Interesting? Oh, come on. It's the fish
I
thing.
I know.
We've been talking about it a couple of times in the shows recently. It's that thing that that people play Pokemon and, you know, you get the fish.
No, fish play fighting games and hamsters or whatever it was. What was the first one?
Well, no, was it not fish playing Pokemon?
Oh, no, it was
everyone as well.
No, it was everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone did it. And, yeah, it took votes.
Yeah, so Twitch has been bought by Amazon. Now, this is interesting, because we thought that it was going to be YouTube that was going to buy it, but Eurogamer reported, due to a pressure of possible antitrust legislation, they decided to back out. So Amazon came along and bought it, which is grand. It's approximately $970 million, which is just under £600 million.
Fiverr says Vega wins.
Well,
either you're paying attention.
No, not at all.
The fish who's playing as Vega is displaying all the attributes of Paul playing a fighting game.
Yeah. No, he's not, because he's not constantly doing
leg
swipe.
Sweep.
Yeah.
Leg sweep.
Hey, look, he was ducking. Yeah. He's ducking and missing them.
Okay, are you okay if we talk?
Yes!
I've got a better idea. Let's just
play Vega totally won.
Let's just play this video, then everyone who's in the chat has to place bets on who wins.
But
it's done now.
Yeah. Oh.
No, it's over. We've got round two.
It's infinite rounds. This goes on forever.
Hey, that was a snazzy move. They play way better than I ever did.
Okay.
Right, crack on. Oh, what are we talking about?
So, Amazon have bought Twitch.
Yeah. Actually use Twitch here, or viewed it, anyone in the chat actually use much of Twitch or view people playing games or whatever? Good question. If you get any response
anybody
from
anyone in the chat room.
I get why some people use it, whatnot, but it's never particularly interested me at all. I think there's only one person on my friends list on Xbox One that I've noticed that uses it quite often, and I've never felt the need to actually watch what he's doing, but he advertises he does it, like, it kind of tells you on the feed and whatnot on Xbox One, but I usually just go, no, and play my own game.
Hmm.
But anyone else out there who likes it or takes advantage of it in any
Rewarta says
way?
No.
And Paul paused the video.
Yeah, I did pause the video. It was drawing your attention away. I didn't really want to.
I'm not very good at paying attention anyway, so. Yeah, Twitch, that's a thing.
It is. Can I finish off this part of the story?
Go on, then.
Okay. So in a press release, Amazon said it's an opportunity for the company to show its belief in the future of gaming. It apparently created an in-house gaming studio in 2012. Did we report on that?
Maybe.
You both look fairly blank, so I'll move back. It's also created a few Facebook and mobile games. It acquired Double Helix Games a while back. It hired the designer behind Portal. And did you know this? It's the second biggest video game distributor behind Steam.
Yeah. Is anyone that used them for...
Doesn't
the
really strike me as... I'm not surprised by that at all.
Okay, I'm sorry. We'll move on.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. It's Amazon's taken them. They seem to be exactly the same as they were prior. There's no change to the service whatsoever, as far as I can see. And we'll see what happens from there. The Kinect is available.
I think all the videos where me and Sam are getting really distracted. I can't struggle to go, what's happening now?
The one who's having to control the cameras as well. You're right there, Sam.
I'm totally concentrating.
Okay. You can now buy the Xbox One Kinect on its own. $129.99 from the 7th of October. And just like in North America, you'll be able to get a code to buy yourself a copy, or rather to obtain yourself a copy of Dance Central Spotlight.
Oh, good.
Or you can buy them secondhand for like £30 from secondhand shops.
Yep. But I have one in that cupboard over there.
Mine's set up, but I use the voice stuff. I find the voice stuff quite handy, but the actual camera I've not used for anything at all.
Yeah, I'm not too fan of it. It's pretty...
What is this Kinect thing?
I'm not dignifying that with the response.
Good.
It connects.
Does it? That sounds sexy.
Microsoft are to buy Mojang for $2 billion, or possibly, there's none actually being...
What's Mojang?
Oh, no, they've confirmed it today.
Oh, did they confirm it today? Oh, I missed it. I missed that. So Mojang are the guys behind Minecraft and Scrolls, which is the kind of latest incarnation of kind of, it's kind of Minecrafty, but it's not. Minecraft is going on to sell 50
Explains
million.
It. If you want to know what that genre is, Paul will nail it down for you.
I think possibly the show tonight is going to be a little bit off because we're all getting used to looking at ourselves, which is pretty horrendous for a start. And also, Paul's doing loads of different controls and poking stuff on the keyboard there. So his attention is drifting.
I'm not used to seeing myself this long without seeing my nipples. So.
Yeah. Or a cum shot, for that matter. No. What? What? Why do you have to take that out?
I don't know if I do or not.
That's not even a rude word.
We should have like a, not only a biscuit cam, but like a swear pad cam every time you, so people just view how many times you just write crap.
No.
Cannot have that. No.
No, because that's either going to be just times when people should listen to it and spot the gap, or just Paul writing a list of rude words down on a pad.
That actually sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, but you're then going to have to kind of blur out the words, aren't you? If you're going to bleep me saying them or Chiz saying them, then you have to blur them out. Yeah, so Minecraft, that was a thing. You did it for a while, didn't you?
I really enjoy Minecraft.
No, Chiz.
It's good fun.
Me.
We all know you talk about it all the time.
No, but I've dabbled with it, but I've never properly gotten into it.
I had a go.
It's Paul that got its hooks into.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I still... Actually, with the new update that we're going to talk about in a second...
Did you know it's played in more than 66 different countries?
Sam picked out fact right out the top of his head.
I did. I have a mind for detail.
It's a mind sponge.
Nice.
Can you get it on the Xbox One?
It's very soggy as well.
So... Anyway, Minecraft was released in 2009. Mojang have made over $100 million in profits last year. And they've looked to have sold to Microsoft.
Yeah, so. After it was Notch who created Minecraft and whatnot. And he kind of said in the past that he wouldn't do anything like this, but he's come out and said that Minecraft is kind
of... I'm a filthy, dirty sellout. Is that what he said?
Maybe as well, but...
That's essentially what he said.
He's been kind of honest saying it's kind of become too big for him to actually manage, and he's not... It's like he started to feel... He was still working there, but other people were in the business, so he felt like he was coming in while other people were doing the real work while he was just kind of dicking about. So now he doesn't have to walk into work and dick about.
Yeah, because he's having nothing to do with it when it goes to Microsoft, isn't he?
Yeah, no, he's...
sitting back on his diamond pony.
He's heading off to continue making little games and whatnot and not worry about it being... Because he kind of felt if he stayed there, he'd worry about having the next big game.
Yeah.
And so this way he can do his only thing, have fun. And if it gains traction, he says he'll probably abandon it because... Even though he's enjoyed Minecraft, but he never thought it would go on to what it's become. It just started off as an experiment he enjoyed doing, and then it turned into what it is.
Fair enough.
That's interesting. Because he said something, was it the Oculus release? When Oculus was sold for Facebook, they actually pulled out of the Oculus version of Minecraft.
So he suspects that might get... come back again then.
You can only imagine.
You see, is Microsoft might go, yes, we want it on that now.
There seems to be a few questions out there about what's going to happen to the PS4, PS3 and Vita version now that Microsoft owns it, but I don't really see too much
What are they going to do? Just cut it off? Dead?
No,
It's
Phil Spencer's come out and said that it's continued to support its rival platforms and things like that, so... They said they won't be, you know, making an exclusive just or changing whatever. It's going to continue the way it is, I assume.
Well, it's a good idea to have a slice of your competitors' money stream anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. It's all good. Connected to that, Minecraft Xbox One got released on the 5th of September. Main things are larger worlds, expanded multiplayer features, such as the addition of multiplayer servers, like in the PC version, and enhancements or graphical enhancements offered so by the Xbox One.
It's just basically turned much more like the PC version than really, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd imagine it's got like better graphics and stuff like that.
I think it's not doing anything new that the PC can't do.
No, it'll just be... Well, I'm saying better graphics. I mean, it's still going to be kind of blocky, but I would imagine it's... I mean, this is the trailer from E3 in 2013. I did play this before by accident. I meant to play the a different Minecraft video. But this is the thing that came out in 2013. It looks smoother, if that makes sense. I don't know.
It'll just look like the PC version.
It looks pretty much the same as what I've seen.
Yeah,
perhaps. Yeah.
Yep, larger worlds, smoother frame rate.
Yep. More Minecraft.
Blocky. If you like Minecraft, it's all good. It'll be fine.
Indeed.
Yep. And exciting news.
It is exciting.
Are you planning to get it for the Xbox One?
Don't know if I will. Morgan just not that long ago got it for the Xbox 360. And I still use my Xbox 360 fairly heavily, so I think we'll just stay with that. If you have the PC or Mac version, on the 2nd of September, version 1.8 came out. It's been in development for 300 days, Eurogamer reported, and it includes such things as an ocean monument, new enemies, such as guardians and things like that. There's block types, banners, armor stands, and many other things kind of behind the scenes, which all look very interesting. But the one thing that I thought looked the coolest...
The way Chiz just shook his head all the way through that.
So I'm still talking about this.
Wait. Just give us a minute. Here we go. Hang on. They've brought rabbits in. There you go.
Is that a rabbit?
That's a rabbit.
Really?
And there's all the rabbits making
pooing?
Love.
Are they everywhere or?
No, they're making love.
Or is that supposed to be dirt moving? Looks like they're pooing everywhere.
I don't know. No. It's rabbits anyway. Apparently you can get a killer bunny.
Red eyes?
The albino bunnies.
Or our mixy bunnies. maybe it's like
cheeky little monkey's got in his vegetable patch.
Yeah. Anyway, that's all the Minecraft stuff. I'm sure you'll be happy.
That one's attacking him.
Yeah, you can get killer bunnies. Anyway, just in the chat room, a couple of things have come up. Ewan wants to know, is Sam wearing a smoking jacket and without a pipe? Scandalous. I better put the video back to Sam.
Is it actually count as a pipe?
No, I don't think that's a pipe. It's one of the Zim electronic cigarettes. Don't smoke, kids. Ewan is about to pull the trigger on an Xbox One. Massive quantity of players on Xbox, so purchase makes a lot of sense. Will PS4 suffer if Modern Combat 2 comes out and is Xbox exclusive? I've not heard that. Modern Combat 2 going to be an Xbox exclusive?
Modern
Warfare?
The new Call of Duties, I mean. It's Advanced Warfare, the new one. It's out in November and it's on everything.
Yeah, Advanced Warfare.
I saw a little thing on that the other day where, because we knew that they had, like, exosuits.
Yeah.
But this looked like it was a chap in a massive mech as well.
Yeah, I think there's enemies that just seem to be... Yeah. It's Call of Duty. You know what to expect. It looks like they are changing it up a bit.
I expect a bullet in my head in the first 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah. And then
swiftly followed by someone's teabags on your forehead.
Yep. You.
Well, yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Once I've wiped somebody else's off mine.
Yep.
Apparently... He meant
don't
Minecraft.
Don't you hate his fake patronising laugh?
No.
It is the worst.
It's Minecraft 2 Ewan was asking about. Got a fit of the giggles there, Sab.
No, not at all.
Minecraft 2. I've never heard of a Minecraft 2.
Well, as far as we're... It might well be, but there's nothing been announced or rumoured that's happening. But that, I suppose that's one thing. If there is a sequel to Minecraft, which... You know, it might happen.
Yeah.
Then it might be exclusive, but currently there's nothing announced or anything I know of. But then again, I'm not too much in the know when it comes to Minecraft.
No. You just pointed out, Ed, you are stuck in the live stream chat room on your own. He's went in the wrong chat room.
Hey, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
sitting by yourself in the corner.
Maybe that's the only thing you can access.
There's only there's two chat rooms.
Yeah, there's two chat rooms. Just to make life more complicated.
Yeah.
If you are
because we fill up one of them.
Sorry?
Because we'll fill up one of them.
irc.geekshed.net, and then the room is hashtag British Tech Network. So if you
or instead of that, just text Paul directly on 07.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. The Amazon Fire TV.
Yep.
Have you not spoken about this before?
Or just but it's just it? Came out for pre-order.
All right.
As well as their phone. Which I actually quite like the look of.
Really?
Yeah.
I really do.
Your next phone, maybe.
Well, you know what, Possibly. Sam? I've invited you on the Pocket Show half a dozen times, and you've ignored me every single time. So we're not talking about mobile phones.
Okay.
I didn't realise I was transmitting my Facebook page there that I was checking.
Oh, classic.
Well done.
We are good at this.
I was actually checking the Gamer Show's Facebook page. It wasn't like, I don't know, Naughty Singles or something like that. So, the Amazon Fire TV, it became available for pre-order.
Is anyone going to buy it? Anyone in the chat?
I've already pre-ordered it.
Oh, God. What? Do you really have any need for it, or is it just to have a look at it?
It's to have a look at it. Also, it's £49. If you're a Prime subscriber, which I am, so I jumped on it. It's £79 if not.
I might give it a shot.
Well,
I tell you what, the controller looks hideous.
But
yeah, it looks a bit nasty.
But it's not going to get lost. And the Apple TV controllers get lost on a minutely basis.
I keep finding one under your couch every time you move house.
I know. That's very true. So the games announced for it, coincidentally, are Minecraft Pocket Edition, but also Telltale's The Walking Dead series, which looked quite interesting. I've been kind of thinking about getting into that game for a little while. This might be a reason for me to pull the trigger on that one.
Yep, Walking Dead Season 1 and 2 are good. Third Season 1 and The Wolf Among Us, I think that'll be coming out for it at some point as well.
I've only played the first episode of Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Episode 1. Oh, sorry, Season 1 I take it, not Season 2. You wouldn't have been silly if you jumped in Season 2.
Yeah.
And did it not hook you?
I don't know, there was just something I didn't quite... I'll give it another shot. I just didn't do much for me.
Yeah, no, I'd say, yeah, it's... I'd say once you've gotten past Episode 2, I think it gets good. But what do you want to hope, being 5 episodes long?
Ed, have you made it into the main chat room yet?
Well, it's up in front of you. Can you not just check?
Ewan says you bought it without completing the sentence, don't lie. That's very true, I did. We've got somebody in there called Unidentified 460040. That could be Mr. Marshall, but we'll see. Say hi. Project Cars has been confirmed for a UK release.
What's that about?
So it's a car racing game.
Is it?
Apparently.
It's a story Bandai of a Namco. Small car who gets rammed off a road and goes out for revenge.
Sweet.
It's got a UK release date of the 21st of November on the PC, PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. It's one of these crowdfunded games, and it was announced on Game's Twitter feed. Just in, Bandai Namco have just given us a juicy scoop, not of ice cream, lol. WMD Cars will release PS4, Xbox One, and
PC.
Reading
it out again.
November 21st from what?
I don't know what's worse, that tweet or the fact you've just read it out again.
Apparently it's also going to have Oculus Rift support, and it will come out in the Wii U, in 2015.
Yeah, I think actually. I think
I know we've
good.
Said this a lot, but this surely is our worst show ever.
Definitely feeling it. I've got interest in Project Cars. I think it's made by the guys who did Need for Speed Shift, and they did quite a good job of that. And the game does look very, very pretty.
I think they skimped on the person who came up with the title for it, his wage.
Yeah,
Project Cars.
I think what's happened is It's that's
Broom Broom game.
It's like, let's make a car game, and then we'll nickname it the project, we'll codename it Project Cars and come up with a better name later on, and then that didn't really happen.
Yeah.
And Project Cars is
Blanky
stuck
Gay
it.
Forgot to do it.
Yeah. I think it started off as, obviously the crowdfunder was just called Project Cars, and I thought, we don't want to confuse people now by changing the name, so we'll just keep it. I think it's kind of how it's meant.
Who knows?
But there's a lot of goodwill.
It looks nice enough.
Yeah, I think I've got mentioned in my preview, but well, not in that one because we've got two pages.
Quite like the fact that they've got, it's not just really super duper fast cars, it's little old bangers as well.
Mm-hmm.
I always prefer a little old banger type racing game.
And so before then, we've got a few decent racing games. There's Project Cars, there's Drive Club, and there's Forza Horizon 2. So if you're into your racing games, you're going to be spoilt for choice. I think they're all out by the end of November, so all good. I think it's Project Cars about on the Xbox One and PS4 November-ish.
Oh, November's going to be an expensive month.
Forza Horizon 2's start of November? No, October, sorry. And Drive Club's October as well, I think, for PS4.
Say to the chat room that the control interface is still too glitchy and unsmooth on driving games. Do you still think that, Chiz? I mean, I think out of all of us, you're the one that mainly plays the driving games.
Do you mean, well, if you, for a controller? it was Forza 5, I thought. The controller setup for that was really good. With it was the rumble inside the triggers was good for feeling braking points and feeling your brakes go and your tires losing grip and wheel spin. You could, because of the rumble, it was easier to fine tune that and get the car back under control. And I've got no issue using a controller at all. But it just depends if you want to fork out for a steering wheel, which can cost anything between £50 to £1,000, basically, depending where you go.
Are they actually like a steering wheel, though?
Yeah, sorry, it would be good, but a lot of money. You need a lot of money to burn and space to put it in. Because you'll need a seat and everything.
Have they actually released like a proper Xbox steering wheel, Xbox One steering wheel?
Yeah, I think there was two of them, officially licensed ones. I'm not sure if they're out yet. I think they're not long out. Or maybe been out a couple of months, but they did.
I remember somebody sending us a link to that, didn't they?
I think it was Ed. I think
£350 or something. Yeah, like that. Crazy money.
They're both. Either are around at least about £200 anyway. So yeah, if you want a steering wheel, you kind of have to be into your racing games and have that sort of cash to feel like you're prepared to blow on it as well.
Do you know what?
Which I like racing games, but I'm not paying that amount of money for a steering wheel.
I think that's a shame. I think I might be more into racing games if steering wheels were a little bit more
affordable and
budget.
Good.
Yeah.
Because the budget ones aren't all that great.
No, they're not. Good news, everyone. Grand Theft Auto is coming out on Xbox One and PlayStation. What's wrong with you, Chiz? I'm sorry.
You're just so shit.
So, I didn't think your segues could get any worse, but apparently a video podcast they do.
Good news, sir.
Do we need it this loud?
What is it?
Sorry. Is that better?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Grand Theft Auto 5.
With aliens.
That's in Grand Theft Auto currently.
Is it?
Why is there no...
I never completed it and I've lost my copy.
For sure.
That's not the right audio for that video. Because why is there no one talking in this video? You're supposed to be able to hear them.
All right. I don't know. It's Grand Theft Auto 5 trailer. So it's coming out November the 18th on PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, and it's due on the PC in January the 27th. apparently there's new radio content, a fashion model and actress Cara Devigny.
So that supermodel, what the hell she is.
Devigny. Yeah. Is that her last name? Anyway, on Instagram, where she posted a photo of her rock star to record new dialogue. Listener, I forgot to mention this before, but Ali, who is a avid listener of the show, a very recent listener of the show, but
poor
welcome.
Soul.
He asked me if that means that there's new missions. If there's new radio content, is there a chance that that means new missions?
Could
or
be.
At least new side missions?
Yeah, well, they've added, because they've improved the whole, it's wildlife, there's more of it and they're more dynamic and whatnot. There's a new sort of, you know, you had like random quests where, well, not quests, but what sort of activities where you could go out shooting and do random things, mm-hmm. play pool. Now one of them is taking, there's a photography sort of side thing where you can take pictures of animals, I think, and whatnot. I'm sure it'll be more interesting than it sounds because it's Rockstar and it'll be done in amusing fashion, I presume.
Okay. Just to point out.
But there'll be other stuff as well.
These notes are not the ones I was looking at earlier on.
Yeah, I know. We've had a thing.
Yeah.
I put stuff on the notes.
Yeah, we're going to get to the second notes.
Are we? Okay.
Yeah.
Did you get the notes for this podcast?
Oh, don't talk about this.
A couple of weeks ago, because I didn't.
Yeah, we had secret notes. We weren't giving them to you. Paul, like, they were just scribbled down on a paper.
Oh, jeez,
And
you just went to fit that in, didn't you?
Yeah. A bunch of thumb duckers. Did he say it? I don't know.
Apparently, the Walking Dead developer is creating Game of Thrones. Telltale Games is creating a Game of Thrones game.
Yes, we've mentioned this before as well.
Yes, I know, but this is something.
No, you didn't.
The Twitter.
liar.
I did have a clue. Not
yeah,
a clue.
It's the same time we mentioned because they're doing a Borderlands one as well, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, but apparently...
I can't see that'll be that good.
As in the Game of Thrones or the Borderlands one?
Game of Thrones one.
Well, everything that Telltale Games has done.
Yeah, I've enjoyed... Well, I've played The Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us, and I've enjoyed both, so I'm hoping this is at least good as well.
I really like Game of Thrones, though.
You don't do it.
So...
That's only because your king died.
No, do you know what? Actually, slightly obscurely...
King?
And they're all very attractive, Sean, but there's a bit too much tits king. And arse for me to take it seriously.
It reduces quite dramatically after the first season, to my disgust. But it does.
Well, that's
you still get
another
the odd
one off the wank bank list.
You still get the odd one now and again, but it's nowhere near as bad as it. Bad or good, depending on how you look at it, as it is in the first season.
When I start to watch it, I automatically... categorised it in with the likes of True Blood and stuff, which I never enjoyed. Soft
fish.
Porn. Soft porn and absolute bollocks.
Yeah.
Oh, I love him. Oh, I don't love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I love everyone. Oh, I'm dead. Oh, no, I'm not dead. I'm a fairy.
Yeah, I could get up the morning and vomit into my cereal, and that's a script for True Blood.
Yep. Similar to Lost.
Pretty much. Especially the last series, when they realise, hang on, I've just realised, we've been making this up the whole time.
I love that. I actually love that. Just, whoops. Oh, see those cynical bastards that were saying all along that this was total balls. Yeah. They were totally right.
You know how when you came to us and said, are they all really dead? Is it purgatory? Went, no. Turns out it is purgatory.
Spoiler alert.
I'm saving them from it. Okay. Anyway. Go on, Paul. Segue. Go.
Okay.
Speaking of total balls, here's our next article. That's how you do a segue, Paul. That's how you do them.
I was so hoping and afraid you're just going to lift up your dressing gown there.
I am only in my boxers.
Total balls, because I have no wiener.
That's the new Total Ball game.
It's 80% foreskin.
That's exactly what the add-ons called.
There we go, we have a show title.
I missed the show title there.
What DLC.
80% foreskin.
80% foreskin. And we're back! Yeah! Coming at you down the internet.
Yep. I'm just saying we really should get drunk before we do this.
Right.
Do you know what we should?
I was trying to do a segue.
We?
Yeah.
Segue!
Oh, jeez.
Segue for you. What was the other one we had?
Okay. Right. You ready?
Segue.
Yeah.
So,
no.
Do you notice the telly? No.
Aye, you can always do that there.
Okay, well,
you're the Flash connoisseur.
Segway! Segway!
Right, so.
No,
we're setting up your segue, go.
No, you're not. You're ruining it. I'm doing a visual gag.
Go on then.
Why is the TV went blank?
That's the point. BBC are reporting that videoless games are used as a production technique known as in binaural recording to construct an immersive audio-only world. See, that was why I switched off the video.
Folk gonna be thinking blind people,
screwed up.
For blind people,
mm-hmm.
The French have been doing that for about 6 months.
That is what this is.
I thought you said BBC.
BBC are reporting. You sent me the
link. Oh, God, these are the old notes. Oh, my God, yeah, actually, it's quite interesting.
Do tell.
They're making games for blind people that just do noises and that.
Yeah, so it's...
There you go.
We know it's it. Studios in Lyon.
Next article.
It's like an old man approaches from behind. Things like that.
Yeah.
It's like it's a visual
aid. It'll be in, like surround sound, and they'll be like... Behind you.
So breathing on the back of your neck.
With it's Stephen Fry telling you how exactly you're being abused from behind by this creature. The goblin gave Trevor a vicious reach around.
Or it could be... It could be just like a new version of Nightmare. We just go, we couldn't afford the helmet, so we just got a blanket. Like,
go forward 3 paces. Oh, no, you went too far and fell off the cliff. You can't.
It's a new version of Nightmare. Just poke the children's eyes out.
Yeah.
Couldn't afford a helmet. Because of the video, people saw that visual gag now as well.
So what we've done is we've taken something that's actually really pretty cool and really interesting, and it's taking gaming to like a whole different genre of people.
Highbrow. The highbrow that we've lowered it.
Yep. And we turned it into a kind of bit of a nasty thing there. Well done, us. Yep. I'm quite proud.
Middle-earth, Shadow of Mordor, has been delayed. For PlayStation 3 and Xbox 360 versions.
Is that not all of them?
It's still...
Xbox One, PS4 and PC.
Will be 30th out. Of September, 3rd of October.
Yeah.
30th of September in the US and 3rd of October in the UK.
Yep. The PC version... PC for £20. All good.
It's also been bumped to the 30th of September. The PC version. But that's both in Europe and US because it doesn't actually change for the UK.
No.
Cool. I'm quite looking forward to this game. I think I'm going to have to pre-order this one, actually.
Should not have both pages of the notes up so we can... Because I'm sure I've got other news on that.
Yeah, I know. We're going to move into your...
All right, you got ready. Sorry. So you do.
Yeah. So what do you want to talk about next, Chiz? The notes that you decided to pull together.
Well, I never saw your original notes because you hid them. What have we got there? We have, Microsoft are thinking about rivaling PlayStation Now. They're doing research into cloud gaming. Do you think all this cloud gaming is going to be worth it? We're streaming console-like games to your PC or your TV or to your phone or whatever.
I think it's worth it. What's going on here? Oh, sort of.
Unless we get money from them. What's happening in the comment section right now? What are people talking about?
Lost. Lasted 30 minutes. Utter poop. That's basically the comments there. 360 degrees of wheel control, 10 millimetres of travel in a joystick is poop. That's pretty much it, actually. There's not a lot happening in the chat room just now. People
are just saying that. No. Totally overawed by the excellence and professionalism that we're showing within this.
Full on video podcast erections. Yeah. What's going on?
Andy Vaughan on Twitter did actually say, "Oh my God, Sam and Chiz are actually people." I always thought it was Paul making them up as part of a vivid imagination. I would
Paul's
make up
not that
far
good at voices.
No. Only Chiz can do different accents.
Oh, yeah. What would you like to hear?
I would like to hear
Spanish. Hello.
And now Italian.
It's much the same, but less of the. No, the Italian's.
Come on,
it's
great.
Is,
oh, I need don't drag it out.
I need something to say.
That's I a am spicy Italian. Balls. Listen to me.
I did not realize my spunk was so salty.
That was
Mexican as well.
That was remarkably similar to your Spanish. Yeah. Can I now hear generic foreign, please?
Generic foreign. It's a mixture of French, Russian, and Belgian, I believe.
How did you do it?
And people say there's not much of a difference between French and Belgian, but I believe there is.
A little soup saw of Belgian. Go.
No. I need something to say.
London now available. More adverts.
Or this is an advert we actually use.
Yeah, this is our advert.
Yeah.
Are you guys finished?
No.
Okay. I'll just continue on the news, seeing how our host has shit the bed.
So Gordy is saying in the chat room that he's back now, just checked on his Nest box. What's your thoughts on that, gentlemen?
Sorry?
What?
His what?
His Nest box.
What's his Nest
box? Is that his bog?
His what?
His toilet.
No.
six inches in diameter.
Is it an actual legitimate box with a nest in it?
Well, it could be a euphemism, to be honest. But
I feel we're giving this far too much attention than it deserves.
I just want to know what it means.
I believe it's like one of those thermostat things, the smart home things.
Right, okay.
Smashing. It's a Nest box. Let us know how it was, Gordy. It's very interesting.
Oculus Rift, getting closer.
Yep, they were cranking up for public betas next year, which hopefully means...
Beta.
Hopefully means that a proper commercial release of the Oculus Rift shouldn't be too far behind. So, year's time might have it. Probably a year and a half.
Cool.
More likely two.
Cool.
But I'm looking forward to it. I want to get my hands on this, and when we're going to Eurogamer in a couple of weeks' time, I'll be queuing up for that. Have a shot in. Hopefully they've got Alien Isolation with it and, you know, shit myself.
Is that
public.
Next week?
It's week on Friday.
Week on Friday. Next we have slow start in Japan for Xbox One. No real surprise, Xbox always struggled there, but it's not sold very
well. Slow down, I've only just got the image up for Batman Arkham Knight.
I'm not, slow down, you're ahead of me.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Oh, sorry, okay, carry on. I'm not paying attention.
Oh, crikey. Golly gosh.
This is going well.
Yeah. But, Xbox... Japan seems to have moved away from consoles entirely. They've totally gone handheld, and even its mobile phones now, they're just playing on things like that. It's not even the PlayStation 4's done very well, or the Wii U. They're totally going on to handheld and its mobile gaming.
Baby crying, actually, Paul. The image a little bit further down than that. A little bit further down. There you go.
We're having that, are we?
Okay. Yeah. Can we have that?
Too late. I'm moving on to the next news. Have we got it?
Yeah, we got it. There it is.
I got it. There we go.
Give us 15 minutes. Something will happen.
Is that off on the screen?
I'm doing a lot here.
Yeah. People are looking at that.
So hopefully the trend that's happening in Japan does not spread anywhere else, because I do not want to live in a world where my only gaming happens on a phone. There's another swear word for you, Paul.
Yeah, thank you.
Someone toot a horn. Batman Arkham Knight dated for June 2015, which is ages away. The game was originally supposed to be out October this year, next bloody month, and it was delayed till next year, and now they're saying June, so that's ages away. I want to play this game now. It's probably one of my most anticipated games.
Well,
I still haven't played the last Arkham
game. It's annoying.
What was the last Arkham game?
Arkham City. Well,
It was Arkham Asylum, Arkham City. I've played both of them.
And Arkham, it was Arkham Bloody
Knight
Origins.
Origins. No, I've not played that.
Arkham Knight's a new one that's not out yet.
Yeah, I've not played Arkham Origins.
No, it's all right. It's not made by the same developer, but uses the same game engine, same ID and whatnot. But it's not. The actual main story wasn't too bad, but the gameplay was a bit. The side quests were very dull.
Okay.
Can they not move away from Arkham? Can they not do anything else?
Well, technically.
Like some Boswells.
Arkham Origins didn't really have much
Batman,
to do with Arkham
some
either.
Boswells
Arkham,
Knight.
I know, it's just kind of like moved on. It's the same.
But there's other places.
Yeah, no, like it has basically moved on from that, but it's just like they call it Arkham because it's within that same sort of Batman sort of universe. I'm not taking it's.
Right.
Because like there's Batman Year One, Batman whatever, the Dark Knight Returns. This is like Batman Arkham is the game series they just called.
Okay.
It's just a name to
cool.
it. So you know it's the same Batman you played in this game.
That was a much better answer than the one Paul gave.
Yeah. Spunky, spunky, spunk, spunk, spunk.
That's exactly what he said. Yeah.
Apparently, esports are not a sport.
Says ESPN.
Funny
president.
That.
Yeah.
Was anyone is like, anyone totally blown away by that news?
You do get
it's a bit of a shame.
But no, like
why?
It's no, like I told you, it's not a sport.
It's not a sport. Sport involves doing something.
There's people argue it is a sport, but then the guy actually says in an article says he makes a point. It's like, say for example, like games like chess, one that aren't a sport, it's a competition. So this would be the same as a competition rather than a sport, which makes total sense to me. Yeah,
it's less energetic than darts.
Yeah.
And you know,
I don't know.
Surely darts should be like the bottom rung.
Oh,
the darts.
There's
then
a rung for you.
Golf. Something like that.
Nah. Yeah. Snooker. Darts, snooker.
Cricket.
Just, you know, during the course of this show, you've
cricket
slowly
sucks.
Made your way into my shot. You're now here. Look, like there he is. We're actually in the same room.
I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Cage again, the women's toilets.
Okay. Apparently, Gordy's saying that it's a long and weird story, his Nest box. While he's listening to us, he's fitting a camera in his Nest box. Ewan
so
wants
it is
to know,
an actual Nest, then?
Well, see, it looks like it. Ewan wants to know if it's full of tits.
Ewan would ask that question.
Gordy says,
can we ask him if this adventure of his will end in the police confiscating his PC for checking?
I can only assume, actually, it isn't what I was thinking before. It's not one of those Google home smart home thermostat things. It's actually
a
box for nesting birds, and it's got a camera in it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Although baby birds are really manky looking.
They are a bit.
They are one of the most hideous looking. It's like baby birds and then human babies.
And the mother's really
and then
like
other
it,
animals.
Like
and that's oh, and baby marsupials, they're pretty vile.
Yeah, baby pandas look like.
Yeah.
Sorry, Paul, I'm on a roll. I've started, it's happening. All right, go on.
Yeah.
The valve is open.
Oh, dear. Very good.
So, yeah, that's it, isn't it? Go back to the other notes.
No, we're all done.
Yeah, go back to the other notes. I just wanted to have a look at something.
Oh, that's that scene.
Wrong mouse. Yep. Wrong mouse. Hang on, it's that mouse. There you go. We've covered everything. Anyway.
Okay.
You all happy?
Yeah.
PlayStation.
We
Plus
would like.
Stuff you're going to do. Going to do.
Wished. Big thanks to UK2 for taking over the bandwidth for this. Nonsense, frankly. They are absolutely awesome. I love them. I'm personally a subscriber to theirs, or I use their services and stuff like that. If you want to head over to BritishTechNetwork.com and click on the sponsors link, you'll see a whole bunch of voucher codes there, which you can use to get all sorts of money off VPNs, VPSs, all sorts of other cool stuff. You can also get a bunch of the domain names just now. There's a 20% off voucher. For domain names. So as you can see there, the .london domain name is already available. There's the .rocks domain name. I bought paulwheatley.rocks the other day, pointed at my website, which was very exciting for
me. Would UK2 mind awfully sending me that redhead?
You could probably get some money off her. It's all good. They are absolutely superb. They've sponsored the network for quite some time now. They're good.
And that chippy man as well. I like him.
Thank you, UK2. You are superb. Sam, Chiz has gone to the loo.
He has.
This is where Chiz used to be. What's that weird noise? Is that his microphone? It is. His microphone's making that weird noise.
Don't make a thing out of it. Crack on. Come on, professionalism.
Sam, have you seen the Emperor edition?
I have.
Rome Total War. Yep. What's your thoughts on that?
It looks quite exciting. They're doing other stuff, but I didn't put that in. You did.
I did, because I thought you probably wouldn't have anything.
Well, I did.
Okay, what are you looking forward to?
I am looking forward to a new version of Torment. So, Torment was, as pretty much every old school gamer should know, was like a top-down, kind of Baldur's Gate-ish RPG. And it was like really early on, it was full-on kind of classic gaming. It's always up there in the top kind of 10 to 20 in lists of the greatest RPGs ever. And the guy who made Wasteland 2, and, well, Wasteland 1 as well, he did that as well. So he's kind of using crowdfunding to create a Torment 2. What's it called? Something Numenaria or something.
Numenaria or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what this video is.
It's him talking to that kid's like a developer and they're asking him ass bag names and stuff.
Ah, here we go. That's actually the game.
That's
now.
The game there.
Yeah, that looks
And no, actually, that's not the game. I don't think that's Wasteland 2. So it's just showing what he's created. Wasteland 2, by the way, is actually completed on the 19th of this month, I think. I've been waiting off for a little while to play it. Yeah. I'm going to give that a shot.
It's coming out at the end of the month.
Yep.
Oh, so they were a Kickstarter, weren't they?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if this is a Kickstarter as well, actually. I only just noticed this the other day. Yes, it appears that it is. I'm well up for a bit of that. The first one was pretty excellent. I've only played a little bit of it because I didn't have it myself. My next-door neighbour had it when I was a kid. It should be awesome.
Hmm. Very cool. Cheers. Now that you've returned from the bathroom, what is your preview this week?
I kind of highlighted it before. Basically, racing games. Forza Horizon 2, Drive Club, and Project Cars, I'll probably pick up Forza Horizon 2. Drive Club, I'm interested. I think Drive Club probably looks extremely pretty, but I'm still dubious about the actual gameplay of it. Like, if it's just point-to-point racing, then Forza Horizon 2 might be just a bit more fun because it's more open. You can actually drive through fields and knock over fences and destroy Italian vineyards if you want, which, you know, pissing off Italians fun. And Project Cars looks like more of a circuit racer, but highly detailed.
Oh, we've already talked about Project Cars.
But yeah, just
keep up.
As I mentioned before, I said that at the start, but you missed it. Such an asshole. Forza Horizon 2 will probably be the one I'll get first. Well, seen it out first, but that's one I'm probably more looking forward to. Drive Club, I need to wait and see how that pans out, but it does look exceptionally pretty. And hopefully good reviews of Project Car. So if you're into racing games, the next couple of months are good times, I would say.
Mm. Very cool. What was that?
Something at your end.
That's weird. I don't know what that was. Anyway.
That sounded like the button you press to find the phone at my work. You got a phone up here? There you go.
I don't know where it is.
I believe your missus may be looking for the phone. So, yeah. On with quality showmanship.
Yeah.
I don't know how to switch that off. We're just going to have to live with that for a little
bit. What? Where's it coming from?
I don't know. I don't even know how to switch it off.
Excuse me one second. stopped. I was going to ask it to stop pressing the button.
So somebody actually pushing the button to find the phone?
Yeah.
Is it Kirsty?
Yeah, yeah. Sorry about that, folks. I don't really know what's going on there. Anyway, my preview is Cities Skyline. This looks like a really pretty game, frankly. It's kind of going on the same sort of world as SimCity, in that you have a big plot of land and you can then create what you want in that plot of land. So you can see the trailer here. Really sorry. Sam has went and asked nicely for that not to happen anymore. But
I think it might just be ringing. I just shouted down. Who knows?
Anyway, so it's kind of a SimCity style idea, except you have quite a bit of space, significantly more than you get in the most latest SimCity. And actually, I think it looks a bit prettier than the actual SimCity. It looks really nice. This is the reveal trailer that came out at Gamescom in 2014. You can also play offline, obviously, which is a big thing. But I think this looks
you
quite
can
nice.
Do
I know
that
neither
now
you
on SimCity, can't you? Wasn't
Sorry?
That a big
you can, yeah, you can. I know this isn't really you guys' cup of tea. It's very much
it's right.
kind of my world.
You said dabbling SimCity and whatnot, but yeah, it looked quite pretty.
Yeah, cool. It looks nice.
Don't know if there's much sort of game I'd sink too much money into, though, but find it for cheap. Who knows?
Yeah, if it was going for a tenner,
yeah,
I might have it.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
Trade me it for a bag of potatoes.
Slightly cold chips.
Yeah.
After I've eaten my fill.
A bag of tramp spew. There you go.
Yeah.
Bag of tramp sputum.
Tramp sputum.
Tramp spew.
Oh, they said sputum, sorry.
Tramp spew.
Okay. Right, okay. Is there any other previews or anything like that you guys want to do?
Well, why spoil them all? No, let's move on to the next thing. I would say we've all done preview. That
okay.
Incredibly dull.
I was kind of hoping that you would pad a little
or
bit.
Or pad.
Padding. We're padding. So yeah, the Emperor Edition, by the way, it does actually look quite good. It's free to everyone who already owns Total War 2, Rome Total War 2. new content, and yeah, more fixes.
Is your dress gown made from yak pubes?
No.
Damn. What is it made from?
I don't know.
Silkworm spunk.
It feels like evil.
It smells like evil as well.
It does. It does.
Okay.
We have a
Sam
new
smells like evil.
Yeah. We have a new patronising laugh. It varies in how crap your joke was.
If you work within a large IT company, or within IT in a large company, they can help you with BT MPLS. This is the network union. They are awesome. They can help you with BT MPLS, WAN, SIP, and Ethernet connectivity. Whether you are new to BT or an existing BT and client, you can choose to engage BT via network union. Existing clients, nothing changes. Same contracts and support, but you can change your account management to the network union, re-sign your contracts with a different area BT. If you're an SME with business broadband, they can check fiber upgrades, call packages, even BT Office 365 or Everything Everywhere Mobile. Bundle together for savings or happy to deal with new inquiries. And for US listeners, Network Union agencies for Magistry. They are HQ'd in Dallas. Magistry have a fantastic global MPLS, WAN network. Any IT managers out there in the US using MPLS should also hit up the Network Union using the sponsors page, because they can get in touch with you with some fantastic resources. Network Union are absolutely superb, and we thank them very, very much for sponsoring the network. Thank you very much. What are you doing, Chiz?
I feel like I need to stand up.
You're getting a sore back.
You've gone totally invisible.
Yeah.
Totally invisible.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Nope.
Gordy says show title. Show title? Show title. I noted down a few there, Gordy. If there's any I missed, dressing gown of yak pubes and feels and smells like evil. If there was one more there that you wanted to put into the mix, Gordy, please give me a shout. Gents, what have you been playing this week?
Sam, I know she said nothing, but let's go for it.
Sam? What, have you not been playing anything this week?
No. That's why I put nothing. No. I was in Yorkshire.
You'd be, it's I was in been McGrath's. 3 weeks since a show.
But I didn't put anything in the last one either.
I have heard Yorkshire's like a black spot of technology.
Yeah.
It's not. It's got really fast internet speeds, actually.
Is it?
Yeah. It's the home of BlastNet, isn't it?
That's not a good thing.
Everyone has it.
It's okay. Nearly as fast as our pastry delivery service.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight to your arteries.
Really good fish and chips.
So, Sam, you haven't been playing any video games in
nothing
3 weeks.
New in any way, shape or form. I played a little bit of Empire Total War.
That's all you're playing that.
I played some Rome Total War.
You're playing Rome Total War tonight.
I was playing Rome Total War tonight. What else have I done? I meant to... Chris sent me a thing that I meant to play, but I totally forgot to do that.
What was it?
I don't know. I'd have to read his text message.
Okay, fine. Cheers. What have you been playing?
I've been playing Destiny. So far, so good. I'm up to level 15 with my Warlock. I've been playing it with Bede. Good things about it is the combat's fun. It's bit, you play it with friends, it's good fun just doing that, taking down the baddies, and especially I'd highly recommend you actually try and fight enemies and levels above your level, because it's more of a challenge and it forces you to work together. It's much more fun doing it that way. Things I don't like about it are the story doesn't feel very good, or like it tries to give you exposition in on the load screens, and I don't know, there's no proper coherent bits to the story. It's all very bland. I don't know, it's not told in a very good way. It feels like they've taken like a MMO game, but added on fun gameplay shooting, but then messed up, not told the story in a better way. They've kind of told it in a MMO sort of way, and it's kind of thrown to the side, forget about it.
Dragging it out forever,
yeah.
And not actually revealing.
No, yeah, it just kind of it doesn't explain itself in a good or in a good in way at all. It's just I don't know. It just kind of goes, oh, there you go, and doesn't explain. Your garden comes back from the dead randomly at the start, and then off you go. And it's like, what? Maybe explain that, or maybe still explain something. I've not completed it yet. But and also when you're exploring, like when you're doing the patrol missions, the missions, this little side quest you get are very much MMO. Like, go and kill these enemies, collect this. Go and kill that guy over there. Go and do this. And it feels like fetch missions rather than properly scripted. And so far, I've noticed all the main story missions seem to be just get to this point, wave after wave of enemy, and then get your little ghost thing out, which is like your little floating scanner, Peter Dinklage bot thing that flies around. It'll do something, you have to defend it or kill waves of enemies and off you go, or get from A to B, kill boss. It doesn't seem to be, it's not changed up yet, but hopefully it does at some point.
Does it even explain the races?
No.
So you've got normal people, you've got glowy people, and you've got robot-y people.
Yeah, you've got the Awoken, which are like, yeah, these blue-skinned dudes, and which you're
currently
seen,
on screen.
Yeah, current screen, and you've got the, I can't remember the name of their
robot.
The robot folk. Again, it's not explained where they've come from, where they are. It's just, I'm sure it might be written somewhere or whatnot, and maybe it leaves it up to you to discover that. Who knows? Although I'm up to a bit in the story mission where I'm going off to see the even though I am one of those guys, I'm going off to see that race about something. But no, right. But it doesn't take an account that I am that race. It's not, why don't I know where my people are? And why aren't you pointing out to, right, you have to go and see your people. You have to go and see the Awoken now. Oh, they're mysterious. It's like, I am one. Sorry, Paul.
They live in Paul.
Yeah, so, but the actual gameplay, I am enjoying it, but there's elements to it are quite disappointing, which you kind of feel they've taken on the MMO part, made the gameplay fun, but all the other points, bits where I feel MMOs are a bit crappy at, they've not improved them. They've just kind of went, oh, but we can't change too much and it's not an MMO. Yeah, you can. Just keep the same game
mechanics.
It leans
more towards the MMO as opposed towards the kind of RPG storytelling side of things.
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, basically that's it. If it had a really good engrossing story, it needs a good engrossing story. And yeah, and the world you're in, like the one we've seen is the Earth on old Russia. It's all very nice and whatnot, but the land still kind of feels a bit sterile. It's, I don't know, it kind of feels like it's missing. Like, it's just, you get random enemies in certain spots and you've got random people in the game who are running around. But it just kind of feels like it's missing something. It doesn't feel alive or like a real sort of place. It just kind of feels like a level that you're running about destroying things. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just like had some sort of animals going about or something living in it to...
Like, but is that not the point?
You have an effect on the world and changing something.
But it is a world mostly devoid of life now.
Yeah. You very much feel that, but it works against it, I feel. But maybe it's just me. But
I'd
I'm still
really
enjoying
like,
it. But.
I'd really like to get it, but it would be for 360. And there's no one...
They're doing a deal at the moment. If you buy the 360 or PS3 version... a digital version, you get the next gen version for free. So if you end up dead getting that Xbox One or PS4 a later date, you'd have Destiny for free. Yeah.
Maybe that's worthwhile.
So you could, but you'd have to buy that as the digital version and see if you can find a good deal on that. It only works the digital version. It's only for the next couple of months. I think they're doing it for.
Okay, I might give that a shot.
But yeah, Destiny.
But the problem is that if it has no real first person kind of storied campaign, then the hell am I going to be doing? Just wandering around?
Yeah.
And I'm an antisocial arsehole, so I don't really want to talk to strangers.
I've not been talking to strangers. I've just been randomly dancing like a whore.
You normally love talking to strangers.
Well, we had... Been,
like, oi, where are your puppies and your sweeties? I want to get in your van. Just any van passing.
Yeah. What's all the duct tape? we had a weird moment. It was me, Bede, and Scott were playing it the other night, and well, not a weird moment, but it was just kind of randomly we started dancing, and then everyone in the social joined us, and I'm pretty sure at one point one person on Scott was just standing still, one person was just constantly squatting in front of him while facing another way, looking like he was sexually abusing him.
Sweet.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, so there we go. That's Destiny. People are already abusing it. But yeah, but I think it's good fun, but it's not worth it. If you're looking just to play it on your own, it won't be worth it. You're best playing it. Like for your fire teams, the annoying thing is we had four of us on one night, but for the fire teams, it's only three players. So the majority of the game, you can only play between one and three players.
Mm.
So if there's four or five of you, you're kind of screwed unless you play in, it's play the actual, the player versus player mode in, it's a Crucible mode, which I've found pretty uninteresting. There's something about their multiplayer, which especially after Halo, which I absolutely loved, it feels like a step backwards. I don't know, I'm just not feeling it from that at all. But the actual exploring with friends, doing the main missions, and it's the strike missions and what I'm still doing to raids later on, which are the 6-player stuff, but I've not unlocked them yet, and I don't think they launched till 26 or whatever. I found that much more fun than the competitive stuff.
Cool.
And playing your own is a waste of time, I think. Unless you're just exploring to... If you explore in the meantime, well, your friends jump online, that's all right. But playing through on your own for the whole game, I wouldn't bother.
Okay.
I've just realised that we forgot to talk about the PlayStation Plus games this week. There's not that much interesting stuff. But if you're a PlayStation Plus subscriber, these are your games. I think the only one that's of any interest is from PS Vita and PlayStation 3, which is the PlayStation All-Star Battle Royale. Everything else is just a bit fluff. I've never heard... Well, actually, that's unfair. I've never heard of any of them. That doesn't necessarily mean...
Joe Danger's supposed to be quite fun.
No, I played Joe Danger, yeah. Unless it's significantly different from the iPhone version. The iPhone version's a bit poo.
All right.
Essentially, it's like Cannibal, where you just kind of tap every now and again to jump through things. Might be different on the Vita. But Horde, TXK, Sports Friends, and Velocity at 2X could actually be all right, but...
No, I've not heard too much. No, it's nothing jumping out at me there either.
No, but I'm interested in the
They're still free
All-Stars.
Games, you can't sniff at that.
Exactly. exactly, exactly.
And if it was games you really wanted, you probably bought them already.
Well, that's very true. We already have established that neither of you played Magicka Vietnam this month.
Did we not? Well, what have you been doing?
So, I've been playing Magicka, the original. So we played Magicka 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And or 3 weeks ago, I should say. And I really enjoyed it to the point that I've actually carried on playing it. And there's not very much more to see. I mean, it's...
Playing it as in the past few weeks or played it just before this podcast?
No. Played it the last few weeks. I played Vietnam this afternoon, just before this podcast. So that's probably what you're thinking, because you probably saw me on Steam.
Saw you on Steam, yeah.
So I played Magicka just about 2 hours ago, I think.
Maybe I go offline when I'm doing it.
Patronizing laugh again. Stop the patronizing laughs.
That one was really bad.
It was. You always know it's bad when you say something and me and you don't laugh and he does and you go, yep, that was a shit joke. Yeah.
And there we go. That's a proper one. So you were playing that. And so, it was grand.
Yeah. I really enjoying it. I like the, it's kind of a recipe book of spells and things like that. So you can add together different spells and they do different things. It's pretty cool. I really enjoyed it. I went on to play Vietnam this afternoon, the Magicka DLC that was recommended by Ian Mackay, probably about, it was two episodes ago now, I think. It's more of the same. The only difference is the enemies have those kind of straw hats that are sort of possibly in some sort of racially negative way. The Viet Cong kind of straw hats. And you kind of run along with sort of US soldiers and things like that in standard US soldier uniform. And I've got big machine guns and stuff like that. You're still running through with your magic and all that kind of stuff. But it's cool. I don't know how to describe it. I really am enjoying Magicka. Magicka's a good game. The Vietnam thing just kind of feels like they thought it was necessary to do, or nobody had ever done it before, so they didn't have a go of it. But I wasn't overly pushed by that. But Magicka's good. So that's what I've been playing mainly over the last couple of weeks. And that kind of covers, because you guys didn't play the Vietnam game, did you at all?
No, we were bad. No.
And I am assuming that neither of you bought Magicka either.
No, we've been bad. Punish us.
Right, okay. So the recommended...
Do we do the live spanking now?
Yeah. We've not had... We've got feedback. What was Ed's question he sent us on Facebook a couple of weeks ago?
Have you managed to find that yet?
It's just in the Gamer Show. I've got the messages on the Gamer Show page.
Okay, I'm just...
Should we do some padding?
Oh, God!
It's away again.
Is it someone phoning the house?
I think it's someone phoning the house.
I bet
that's not my telephone.
I bet it's Curse's mum.
I don't know how to get to messages.
Top activity.
So I'm assuming this is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
It's no worse than the rest of the show.
I don't know. Why do you try and find...
Basically, what I remember, he asked, there was news about the Resident Evil GameCube version being remastered and coming to an Xbox One and PlayStation 4 and PC, and he was looking forward to that, and as was I, because I loved Resident Evil. And his question was, is there any games you played when you were younger you'd love to see remade now? And Sam, you had one. You thought of something earlier when I put it to you.
I was just on about it, but you were in the bark.
Oh, okay.
Torment.
All right. Was that...
The original was, like, one of the best RPGs ever.
Yeah. Vaguely recognise the name, but I don't think I ever played it.
Yeah, I don't think I recognise it either.
Well, you're losers.
But, me... Well, one that... I'd be one of these people we'd love to see, even though it was remade on the GameCube, was Metal Gear Solid from PlayStation 1. But it was actually a bit of news was Hideo Kojima's announced, or it kind of leaked or hinted at a Metal Gear Solid collection, which will hopefully be proper remastered, but I suspect it'll just be Metal Gear 1, 2, 3 and 4 and whatever. But just with the ones that weren't HD, with HD graphics, you know, like... better resolution and whatnot, rather than a proper remake, which I'd like to see. So yeah, that's me. Metal Gear Solid, that's what I'd like to see done.
Whoa. It was actually a humongous.
Yeah.
Started with, "Hi, you ass bags," which is always appreciated.
Yep. Our asses do look like bags. Here we go. Brilliant.
There are actually, to be fair, there are so many. I also heard a random rumour that they might be remaking Fallout 1.
Really?
Who?
Fallout 2 would be
Bethesda.
Good to see.
Just saw it, yeah.
There's still not been any news about a new Fallout at all, has there?
No.
I suppose announce it when they're ready.
Quite like a new Fallout, quite like a new Red Dead.
I think Red Dead, because Rockstar said a few months back that they had their, like there was some sort of company meeting and said they'll have a new game to announce in February 2015. And then,
you reckon that's what it's going to be?
I suspect it'll be Red Dead, because I think it was Red Dead San Diego, was it? It was responsible. Like a lot of the teams, like even if Rockstar North helped them get it done and finish, but it was mainly Red Dead, Rockstar San Diego, I think. Lots of hand movements. And they've been pretty quiet. I'm sure they've been helping Rockstar polish and do other stuff, but they've not actually been in full development of one game since Red Dead, so I think they've been full swing making the next Red Dead.
Sweet. Am I right in saying that each Red Dead has slowly got more modern era-wise so far?
Well, there was only one Red Dead before Red Dead Redemption. It was Red Dead Revolver.
Yeah, there was only one.
Red Dead Revolver was original, which was a totally different sort of game and a different developer that made Red Dead Redemption.
Okay.
But I'm not entirely sure the time scale that was set in. It might have been before Redemption, it might have been after.
I'd like it either be earlier.
Yeah, because they kind of hit it on cars and things on their way.
Yeah. There was a couple of cars.
Yeah, but you could only get in it and be driven around. You couldn't drive
yourself.
Yeah, and when it was so just for one cutscene or something, wasn't it?
I'd either like it to be earlier or I'd like to have a shot at early cars. But if you're going to have a shot at early cars, that's kind of a bit like Mafia-ish.
Yeah.
You remember that Mafia game where you could wander?
Mafia.
Yeah. And the incredibly impossible stealing the race car mission. Oh, my
impossible.
God!
You're like, a proper fast car. Oh, my God, it's horrible.
I hated it. I think I died like 15 times in a row.
Fast cars are death traps, man.
Yeah. But probably quite...
realistic.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, we have measured the average skill level of average gamers and... put in the difficulty that will match how good you would be at actually driving a real race car. That's right, you all suck.
You're dead.
Yeah.
Bye.
So, the game that was recommended to us was a game called Kingdoms of Almer Reckoning.
We had to buy that for something, didn't we? I think... didn't we have to buy that to get... oh, no, we downloaded the demo of it to get something for something else.
For Mass Effect 2.
Yeah.
3. Yeah, we got armor, because if you had to play the demo for that, it gave you... if you play this demo...
yeah, it gave you fancy armor.
It gave you fancy armor weapons for Mass Effect. I don't think it was too bad, but it wasn't... it wasn't worth
it. It was all right.
Yeah.
It wasn't great, though.
But, I would give that a shot. I'm sure we can find it for cheap now.
However, when it was recommended, it was £3 on sale on Steam.
Right.
It's currently £19.99.
We'll find it for the £3.60 for pennies. So, yeah, we'll track it down if we're not incredibly lazy like we usually are. Yeah.
So
we'll be incredibly lazy.
I'm going to make an actual promise to actually do it this time. Yeah.
You heard it. It's recording audio and visual. So even if he dubs over it, lip readers will
cross
see you
fingers.
Right through.
I have my fingers crossed.
So, who is the designer of your fancy shirt?
I found an alternative. There you go. We're going to play Colonization.
Oh, no. Bugger that. Anyway, your shirt. Oh, Jesus. Now that's yak pubes.
I'm going to close this up here. Thank you very much for listening. This has been the first video gamer show.
First and hopefully the worst.
Last. What else do we have to do? Is it we're doing this because of Patreon, because we hit a limit, didn't we, or something?
Something
is
like that.
Is that why we're...
well, we're doing it because it's fun.
Is it?
We're too good looking just to be going through your ears. So we're entering your visual impairment.
Coming in your eyes and your ears.
If you have any comments about the show, please...
We have now blinded your peripheral vision.
Please be kind.
Peripheral. At Paul Wheatley on
That's
Twitter.
How it's supposed to be pronounced.
BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com to give any comments there. You can follow us on Google Plus and Facebook. We don't actually do anything on Google Plus, but the Facebook community is quite handy. There's going to be the Northern Bash, or the Gamer Northern Bash, which will be on the 6th of December. Tickets will be available very, very soon. Chiz made some beautiful artwork, so if you're a fan of us on Facebook, you will have already seen that.
Have you posted on the website yet?
Not yet. It was supposed to be done last week.
You void it last week. You put a time scan out. This week, I'll have to put a placeholder up.
What is it, Paul? It's £5 a ticket.
Yeah, £5 a ticket.
And it's BYOB.
BYOB.
And
complimentary fellatio.
We're going to order a curry, and anyone that wants in on that can jump in on that order too. Yeah. But obviously, you cash up for the curry.
Lots of gaming. I take we'll probably be playing a lot of Halo 4, Mario Kart, anything else we'll be setting up.
I was thinking about bringing across like a SNES and plugging in a telly or like a Master System or something like that. I thought that might be quite interesting. Also, Chris, who we've had on the show quite a few times, I think the last time he was on actually was the last Christmas one. He's coming along and he's talking about bringing one of his vintage gaming arcade machines.
He's
talking about bringing about the arcade machine down, which is pretty funky.
Is he bringing it because he's fitted a coin machine, so he's actually going to fleece people for money?
Probably.
It'll be good fun. The information will go up on the internet sometime soon. That's us. Have you got anything else to add?
No. We're not very good at this. We're a lot better when we're edited. A lot better.
I think what I was going to say for our reviews of games, or our reviews, we should come up with our own scale. And I think the scale should be like be a two-way scale called the cum-vom scale.
Oh, jeez.
The higher the cum ratio to the vom.
Right. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.
Cheers, guys.
And we will see you in a couple of weeks.
Hope it wasn't too awful.
Come on.